In her new collection of essays, Cassie David calls herself a privileged white girl, and she knows some people probably hate her for it. Her father is Larry David, who created Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Cassie David is also the first to admit she's a piece of work. She's a germaphobe who hates leaving her room. David writes about all of her afflictions in a new collection of essays called No One Asked for This. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more. India has reported the second most coronavirus cases in the world behind the United States, and its economy shrank 24% last spring. And yet, the country's prime minister is as popular as ever. Here's NPR's Lauren Freyer.
When Prime Minister Narendra Modi called a lockdown last spring with just 4 hours' notice, millions of migrant workers got stranded when their workplaces and public transit shut down. Oh, government, please help us, one man sang, trying to walk to his home village. Many of those stranded were from Bihar, one of India's poorest states, where unemployment hit 46% during the lockdown. We're helpless and hungry, says another worker who returned to Bihar. The government was forced to reverse course and lift its lockdown amid reports that people were starving to death. So when Bihar held state elections this month, it looked bad for the incumbents, a coalition of Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, and its allies. Polls predicted a defeat. But the opposite happened.
The BJP's big victory in Bihar.
Modi managed to win one of the states most hurt by his lockdown. Guru Prakash, a BJP spokesman, says what people want in a crisis, more than anything else, is a strong pair of hands.
That decision to impose lockdown required leadership, political will, and he did that.
In Bihar, Modi also promised food rations and direct cash transfers to the poor. And he managed to deflect blame for the misery there, says political scientist Sudha Pai.
They think that it's the local officials who treated them badly during COVID, but Modi had sent them money and food and all that. And there's this image of him, of somebody above normal politics who is untouched by all the wrong that is happening.
It's as if Modi is invincible, she says. And this isn't the first time he's proven that. 4 years ago, there were long lines at banks after Modi invalidated most paper money to modernize a mainly cash economy. It was his signature demonetization policy, and it failed, says political scientist Rikil Bhavnani. But, he says,
despite demonetization being this tremendous negative economic shock, the hardest hit areas in India didn't punish the BJP electorally.
Modi remained popular through demonetization and now through the pandemic by uniting voters around two things: economic optimism, the idea that tough times are fleeting, and Hindu nationalism. In a speech last month in Bihar,
Ayodhya mein bhavya Ram mandir ka nirman shuru ho gaya.
Modi heralded the construction of a grand Hindu temple in a place called Ayodhya, on the ruins of a mosque destroyed in riots. It might seem like an obscure thing to talk about to people facing 46% unemployment in a